From Spark and Anvil and Starforge, this is Wick, Glow, and Swell in Chapter 1 of the Starforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Out in the enormous dark, in a slow-drifting cloud of gas and dust light-years wide, three keepers of stellar life waited to tell the oldest story there is. The story every star lives, written across billions of years. Wick crouched in the densest knot of the cold cloud, waiting for the moment of the spark. Glow stood ready for the long, steady, shining middle. And Swell waited at the far end for the vast red twilight of a star grown old. "People think stars just hang there, finished," said Glow. "But every one of them is living a life, being born, shining, growing old, only so slowly that a human lifetime can't see it move. Let's speed it up. Watch one live."
Wick went first, deep in the coldest, densest knot of the cloud, because a star begins not with fire, but with collapse. "It starts cold and dark," said Wick, crouched in the gathering gas. "Just a cloud, drifting. But gravity is patient, and gravity pulls. And slowly, this knot of gas pulls in on itself, tighter and tighter." Wick felt the cloud packing down, denser, denser. "And here's the secret. As it squeezes, it gets hot. Pressure becomes heat. Tighter and hotter, for millions of years, until at the very center, it gets so crushingly hot and dense that..." Wick struck the spark. "It lights. Fusion begins. The gas at the core starts fusing into something new and pouring out light. And in that instant, a cold, dark cloud becomes a star." Wick shielded the new brilliance. "That's my whole moment. The turning point where slow building pressure finally becomes a spark. Nothing catches fire from outside. It lights from within, from being squeezed hard enough, long enough. A star is pressure that finally became light."
Then Glow took over for the longest chapter by far, the steady, shining middle that lasts billions of years.
"Now comes the part that takes almost the whole story," said Glow, shining calm and steady. "The star settles into a long, stable life, quietly fusing hydrogen into helium at its core and pouring out light and warmth the whole time. Not flaring, not dying, just glowing, steadily, dependably, for billions of years." Glow held the even light. "Our own sun is right here, in this chapter, and has been for about 5 billion years, and has about 5 billion to go. This is the long, generous middle of a star's life, steady enough that whole worlds can circle it, warm enough that on at least one of them, life can wake up and look back at the star and wonder about it." Glow's light was patient and enormous. "It's the least dramatic chapter, and by far the longest and most important. Almost everything that ever happens around a star, every planet, every sunrise, every living thing, happens during the long, quiet glow. Steadiness, it turns out, is the star's greatest gift."
"But no fuel lasts forever, and at last, Swell stepped in for the great red chapter of old age. Eventually," said Swell, "the core runs out of hydrogen to fuse, and when the fuel runs low, something strange and grand happens. The core contracts, but the outer layers puff outward, enormously, and the star swells." Swell expanded, vast and red and cooler. "It becomes a red giant, hundreds of times its old size, glowing a deep red instead of bright white. When our sun does this, billions of years from now, it will swell so large it may reach past where the closest planets orbit now." Swell glowed, huge and soft and rose-colored. "It isn't dying exactly, not yet. It's aging, grandly, into something vast and red and beautiful in a different way than its bright, steady middle. Every star that shines steadily now will someday swell into this deep red old age. It's the long twilight of a star, enormous, cooler, golden red, and strangely gentle.
And there it was, the whole life of a star, sped up so a person could feel it, lit from a collapsing cloud, shining steady across unimaginable time, swelling at last into a vast red giant. The three keepers watched their star move through its ages, chapter into chapter, and it was almost too big and too slow to hold in the mind at once.
"Good spark," said Glow.
"Good shining," said Swell.
"Good swelling," said Wick.
There is a vast, quiet feeling that comes from watching a star live its life, a feeling of deep time, of spans so enormous that a whole human lifetime is barely a flicker inside the sun's long, steady glow. It can make you feel very small. But it can also make you feel strangely part of something, because the atoms in your own hand were forged inside stars that lived and swelled and ended long before the sun was born. To look up at a steady star and know it is living, slowly, through chapters far longer than our own, is to feel small and connected all at once. A tiny, warm, wondering speck, looking up at the enormous, patient, shining life of the sky.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to WIC, GLOW, and SWELL. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.